This media is brought to you by Polyscope.
I'm Cassie Bishop.
And I'm Ray Turing.
Dive into the heart of AI innovation with us on AI Daily.
Bringing you breaking news in AI, unveiling the future as it unfolds.
Subscribe now and stay ahead with AIDaily.us.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on AI, startups, and the future, not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order.
Elon Musk. And he asked him a number of very interesting questions, and I took a bunch of notes from that session, and I came up with some really great ideas for the show. So the first one I want to talk about is tribalism versus truth. Now, I've talked about this many times before to some of my friends, some very, very intelligent friends, who seem to be stuck, right? They have this particular worldview, and even if you provide evidence, piles and piles and piles and piles of evidence to a specific effect that conflicts with their worldview, even if, without a doubt, any reasonable individual would be able to look at this evidence from trusted sources and say, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe all this time, I was thinking incorrectly. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I should change my mind. But these people are unable to do so. They are so, they've drunk the Kool-Aid so deeply that any evidence, even overwhelming evidence, won't be able to convince them otherwise to change their mind. They are experiencing cognitive dissonance because they have an opinion that they've talked about forever, and they are stuck in this opinion. It's kind of like being part of a tribe. That's what I mean by tribalism over truth. They're stuck in this tribe, and it's not just Republicans or Democrats. It's not a political tribe. There's many, many tribes out there that think a certain way. And people are social animals, so they want to be in a tribe, and they feel like they should be in a tribe. And if they are in a tribe, they should maintain the rights of the tribe and what the tribe believes. But what happens if individuals within a tribe receive evidence that what the tribal leaders have been telling them is incorrect? What do the tribe members do? Do they realize, hey, hang on a second, I'm seeing some contrary evidence to what the tribal leaders are saying. Should I question the tribal leaders? No, because the tribal leaders and what I've been saying along are probably correct, even if I'm seeing evidence that's more like the truth. So we cherish the tribe over truth. Now, there's a couple of things here. We should never cherish the tribe over truth. Truth is the most important thing because it is the measure of reality. In many cases, what the tribal leaders are selling the tribe is a idealized vision of reality, which does not really exist. It's their interpretation of reality. And because it threatens the tribal leaders to change this perception, it threatens their power to change this perception. They do not wish the tribal followers to be able to have the ability or the thinking to be able to change their minds, even if there's new evidence. They say, wait until the tribal leaders say that this is what you need to do before you change, instead of using your intelligent brain. And this is the difference. Okay, the biggest difference between us and animals, human beings and animals, is we have the capacity to think. We have the ability to reason. We are individuals. We just don't go along with everything we see. We make judgment calls based on what's around us. And sure, human beings, we're also pretty lazy. We like things being done for us. So if some tribal leader has figured everything else out and is telling me how things should go, then it's much easier for me to do that than it is for me to question everything that comes along and make my own determination about it. But the reality is, that's what we should be doing. We are all individuals. We have to lift ourselves up from the tribalism of the past. And once we lift ourselves up from the tribalism of the past, pick up that brain that we've put on the shelf, that reasoning engine, slot it back in there. And once we slot that reasoning engine back in there, new evidence comes to us which contradicts what the tribal leaders are saying, should give us pause, should make us question. And as I've said once before, and many times before, actually, we should be questioning everything. We should be questioning authority. We should be questioning evidence. We should be questioning everything that we see between here and there. We experience the world through this lens. And we should be questioning what we experience through this lens, because especially with AI, we have no idea if what we are experiencing through this lens is reality or has been generated by other human beings or an AI. So we need to step away from tribalism. Unless, of course, you think of the human race as a tribe, and that's how I think of it as well. We're all part of the same tribe. We're part of the human tribe, and we should all be uniting together in a common quest and a common vision to a better future, because we all more or less want the same things in reality. So if you want to be a tribalist, be a tribalist for the human race. But if you want to step away from tribalism, point to the truth. Always question, is this true? Now, we may never be able to know exactly what is true and what is not true. We may never be able to answer that question, but at least we can get closer to the truth. And that's all we can really ask for in this imperfect world. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.